hey, Jasmine.
Like, what are you waiting for? Just say it.
Many situations, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of the things that kind of happened in my life growing up, they helped me to realize that I wanted more for myself. So growing up, my parents kind of, you know, helped me. And I know the question was who, which is why I said not any one thing or one person, which is was my original statement. Now the reason I said that is because P-Bid thought that it would be funny to say something about my answer.
What?
But he ain't said nothing yet. But yeah, like I was saying, like not really one person. It was more or less things that happened, so I don't really think one particular person inspired me.
I agree with that statement, considering we grew up together.
Yeah.
I didn't have a person who inspired me, and that's sad to say, considering you are my older sister. But I mean, you did your own thing, and I was a loner, kind of still am. So we're completely, not completely different, but very different people. Mm-hmm. But even in that regard, I didn't really have someone that was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go out and do this because this person did it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really take it as a insult or anything, just because as long as I can say that I made my baby sister proud of me, I don't necessarily have to inspire you to be like me. I want to inspire you to be the best version of yourself, not necessarily, you know, inspiring you to do what I did, because I did some stuff.
Yeah, you did. So we're not going to go there.
We're going to move on. So P-Bid, we're going to move on. We're going to move on right quick to you. Who, WHO, inspired YOU?
I'll pass.
All right, P-Bid is going to pass. So nobody inspired P-Bid. That's okay, because he's a freaking awesome. He's a teacher of the month, employee of the month. Whatever the hell they gave me a free coupon for. He did whatever they gave him a free coupon for. All right. So nobody? All right, so who do you want to inspire with your life then?
My damn self.
Well, all righty then. Well, since you want to inspire your damn self. All right, flip's table. All right, so since you want to inspire your damn self with your life, how so? You can't pass on this one because it's you.
How do I want to inspire myself?
How do you want to inspire yourself? When you wake up in the morning and you go to the North Carolina School District and you teach the babies.
They ain't babies.
And you teach the angels. and you teach the angels of the school district. When you go home, how do you know that you did your job or the best that you could do with the resources you are given?
I show up for work.
And you didn't kill nobody, so we good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm kind of with you in the same regard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not doing nothing that relates to my actual job, my mm-hmm. area expertise, or my targeted market. So mm-hmm. I kind of do go mm-hmm. and do a job. Mm-hmm. But prior to this job, my other job was just as
amazing.
Sure. And there was no quitting that one. So
yeah, we know that one.
No quitting that one. So yeah. I mean, you just you do, you go to work, you do your job to the best of your ability, you expect to have that check.
Mm-hmm. On time.
Down to the penny. Sometime if you want to. That's
down
cool.
to the penny.
You know, you're trying to get fired and you.
Oh, you try.
Moving on. We're gonna move on from that conversation.
So, in that same breath, what's your biggest regret?
I can guess yours.
Oh, my God. What is your biggest regret?
Mine?
Yeah. Whichever one of y'all want to go first. Because, I mean, you know. Since you try not to get fired, I just want to know what your biggest regret is.
That's yours.
No, it ain't. I done had one worse than that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd say my biggest regret is...
leaving my best friend to go see another movie while we were in the movie theater.
I didn't do that. That was your other best friend.
Oh, okay. I don't have a referee, so I would appreciate it if y'all not start a competition slap down upon this piece, because I can't officiate.
What's that?
Mortal Kombat. Okay, so I think mine is transferring schools. My freshman year, I went to a certain university and that I really wanted to get into, and I did everything I could to get into it.
And I did, and
mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I did. Mm-hmm. However, after that first year, I got a request from a certain someone to come to their school so I can assist them. And I was trying to be nice, because, you know, this person is of blood relation and I kind of care about them and their well-being. Even though I'm the younger of the two of us. But I ended up transferring schools, and that is a regret of mine, because the school I was at for the career path I was in would have been a great location for mm-hmm. me. But I did get my, well, I'm not saying, I did meet some really interesting people mm-hmm. by transferring, had some interesting experiences. Mm-hmm. That we're never going to mm-hmm. speak of.
I was thinking about it this morning. I think that's probably why I woke up with anxiety.
Nice. So, yeah, I think that one is, it would be nice to see what my life would be like if I had stayed there.
Understand. I'm sorry.
What's it? I was talking about you.
No, I was apologizing for the regret you had. I wasn't thinking you stuck with me. What about you, P-Bid? Must be nice not to have no regrets.
I'm trying to think.
or no regrets.
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 No regrets.
No regrets.
Not even a single letter.
I don't even know what if this were not a direct question any other day, I'd probably list off a shit ton of stuff. I would regret the amount of me and what was a part of my life to give to the people that I gave it to.
That was a lot of words.
There was. Let me break it on down. I regret the amount of effort and resources of my own that I poured into other people
that didn't deserve it. Or period.
Period. And that includes those that did and those that didn't. And I only, that's that mean, because
I don't think he's talking about you.
Oh,
I mean, I can't speak for him because he's his own man, but I don't, Because if that was the case, they would have been gone a long time ago.
True. So I would have been cut off a long time ago. I'm saying,
I don't think he's talking about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is back in my old Bible thumping days.
Oh, back in the day, PB used to wear tie sweaters. He used to wear them. Oh man, I cannot think of it.
Sweater vests.
No, okay. Think for y'all that went to college. Think of like the preppiest Tau Kappa Upsilon or TKE TKE Tau Kappa, whatever they are. The TKE, is it Epsilon? TKE. Tau Kappa Epsilon boys walking across the yard with the khaki pants, the tucked in polos, and the sweaters crossed. That was PB back in the day, in his Bible thumping days.
Oh boy, that's crazy. The way life takes you.
Oh yeah.
I would reflectively looking back now. We you know, we're supposed to always our path is what our path is, and whatever situation event that happened was in some particular spiritual beliefs was supposed to innately happen. But I would definitely dial back a great deal of what I felt like I poured into other people, because you know, you end up watering everybody else's garden, and then your garden come up a little dry. So
that was actually going to be my follow-up question. Like, was it because you felt like they weren't pouring into you as much as you were pouring into them?
Absolutely. And you know, it wasn't, now hold up, now let me just not say it wasn't like no, this ain't no sucker deal.
Hey, don't play PB for no sucker,
this
man,
this ain't no sucker deal. But you know, you go through life, and you know, you, they say, you know, you, if you care about someone, you'll be willing to pour into them. You'll be patient. You'll be understanding. You'll do all these, you know, spiritually upright things. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to be careful about how you translate the scripture in regards to what you do. Because, again, you don't want to pour out all of what you have in your picture into someone else's bowl, who either pours it out once you pour into it, or has holes in the bottom of it anyway. So, you know, definitely for me, the amount that you, or the amount that I particularly gave, poured into other people. So, yeah.
That's very deep. And, you know, I feel like my answer is just going to be sucky, because y'all gave some. Lady D regrets transferring schools. PB regrets pouring into people who didn't pour into him. I just regret not doing van life. Like,
what life?
So I, back in the day, like, well, still, I have a nomadic spirit. Like, I, yeah.
You mean actual van?
The actual van.
Because I was going to say, got my vans on, but they look like sneakers. Yeah, I
was like, no copyright.
Exactly. No copyright, my bad.
So, I have a nomadic spirit, and I enjoy traveling, and I don't like to be anchored down to one place for too long. I'm one of those people that, the way that I explain it to people is, it's kind of like, in a living, think of the best place in the world that you ever could have visited, or that your favorite place in the world. Y'all got that in your head? Y'all got that in your head? Now, think of being in that place in a glass box. You can see it all, but you cannot touch it. Like, it's your favorite place in the world. You are in a glass box in the middle of that place. That is kind of how I feel when I'm not exploring the world. So I wanted to I actually did a lot of research a couple years ago, when I was probably about 5 years ago, I was living in Florida, and I was about to purchase an RV, and I was about to literally go and be nomadic for at least 5 years. I spoke to, that's another thing about letting people influence you, just do what you want to do. I spoke to my father, and my father advised me against that. He said that was not a good idea. Like, I seriously had went to the RV dealership and was about to, I had found one on a Craigslist. I was about to do this. And my father said that it was not a good idea. And a couple people that I actually value their opinions said that it was not a good idea. I regret listening to those people because at the end of the day, it's my life. And every now and again, I still go online and look at Sprinter vans, you know, just to kind of see how much they cost now, because I want to be free. I want to be able to live my life on my terms. And I feel like sometimes we get bogged down with so much stuff, like, because the world says that we need to have, you know, this size house if we have this much money, or drive this kind of car if we have this much money, you know, like material things. The world says you have to have certain material things. And in my opinion, I just want to be free. And that was my whole idea behind van life, like being able to go and come as I please and just living life, being one with the world, and, you know, traveling like that. But yeah,
that's yours. Was deep too, man.
that was my one regret. So guys, that's it for us today. We appreciate you so much for tuning in with us every Saturday. Remember, under no circumstances is your life worthless. In every circumstance, you matter to someone. Thank you so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.